How's it going, everyone? Today's gonna be my first podcast. I'm gonna give it a try. It's probably not gonna be the best podcast you ever hear, but it's definitely not gonna be the worst. So please, just bear with me, and I hope to make you guys like me, I guess. So today I wanted to talk about Inter and their current transfer market they've been having. I mean, the transfer market's over tomorrow. Well, today, actually. It's past 12 o'clock today, and we've been today anyway in Italy because we're 6 hours ahead. It's over today, and we've signed 7 players, which I'm very happy about. Yes, we weren't able to keep Rafinha, and we weren't able to keep Cancelo, but we got Lautaro Martinez, Asamoah, De Vrij, Politano, Nainggolan. 2 more. It's not on the top of my head right now, but for the most part, I'm very pleased and happy with this team. And I don't want to say it, but I really think we could compete for the first place. No joke. I really think so. I mean, yeah, Juve has Cristiano Ronaldo, but we do have one of the best defenses in the league. So I'm very happy about that. And I'm looking to see what we're going to do with this defense. Out of all the signings that we've got this year, this offseason, I really think, like, the underdog is probably Lautaro Martinez. I really think he's going to press us the most. I really think so. I mean, nobody knows much about him, but from what I've seen, some of the highlights I've seen from his old Argentinian team, he looks like a beast. He looks like he's going to be untouchable. Untouchable. Oh, the other player we also signed was Recycalo. And also, just to get back to it, I'm sorry, Keita Balde. The last two ones we signed, so I can really remember all of them. But back to what I was saying, I really think we could challenge Juve for the Scudetto. Yeah, they got Cristiano Ronaldo, Emre Can, and they also got Cancelo and a few other players. But Ronaldo's really going to help them out. And people are saying they could already win the Champions League. I mean, we got to see how they're going to glue together. I'm not too sure about it, but back to Inter. This is like the most excited I've been over a season since post-Triplete, since after we won the Champions League. This is going to be the most excited I've been since then. So I'm very, very looking forward to it. The only thing I don't really like is our formation, how we only play with one forward. I really hope Spalletti changes it up maybe to like a 4-3-3, or maybe like a 3-5-2. I really don't like this 4-3-2-1, or they do, or the 4-2-3-1, or 4-3-2-1, or whatever, vice versa. I'm not a big fan of it. You're supposed to play with two forwards up front, not just one. I've never been a fan of the one forward up front. I really don't like it, and I don't get why we do it. I mean, well, I know why we did it in the past. We only had Icardi, but now that we got Lautaro Martinez, who's also from Argentina, him and Icardi should really, really work out. At least I hope, being an Inter fan. At least I really, really hope. And we also have Perisic, so you can start Perisic on the left, Icardi up front, and Lautaro Martinez on the right, which I really think it would work out. I mean, Perisic is one of the best in the world when it comes to crosses and overall player. He should be ranked easily for me top 20. Top 20 best players in the world. He should be there. And now about Icardi, I've never been the biggest fan on him. Not because of his personal life, because he really, other than he just stands up there, waits for the ball. Yes, he didn't do that every single game last season, but for the most part, that's what he did. I'm not a fan of that. I like somebody that goes back and forth. Like, for example, when we had Eto'o, he was always defend, attack. And Icardi, he never really looks for the ball, goes and get it, and the goals help out. He never does that. I'm not a fan of that. But he's our captain, so I gotta respect him. When it comes to our defense, our goalie Handanovic is a wall. Don't even need to talk about the wall. Handanovic, he's one of the best in Serie A. If now we'll move. Actually, I'm gonna say it. Handanovic is the best goalkeeper in the league. Anybody, the only person that probably comes close. I don't think there's anybody that even comes close. Let me think. I like Reyna. He signed with Milan. He's really, really good. But nobody else really stands out to me. Our defense. We've definitely moved up on our defense from last year. Yes, we had a very good defense last year. Skriniar is probably one of the best CBs, center backs in the whole league, if not the world. You heard it here first. Skriniar, Milan Skriniar, the only Milan I like. Milan Skriniar is probably the best, one of the best defenders in the world, but he's the best in Italy. Mark my words. Him next to De Vrij, and if they do play Miranda, if they do the 3-5-2, Miranda, Skriniar, and De Vrij, wall. Wall. And say if they were to do 4-2, 4-4-2, or, well, they're going to play with four, most likely, four in the back. I don't know who they're going to start as a center back. They got Skriniar, De Vrij, and Miranda. Skriniar is a definite, but then between the other two, they're both beasts. And now, also on defense, we got Asamoah and Versacolo. Two beasts. So, and I like how they both play in Serie A. And Asamoah is a very good professional. He's proven himself. He's a very, very good player. Underrated for sure. I really like Asamoah. Big fan of him. Recyclo, you got him from Atletico Madrid. I'm also a big fan of him. I haven't seen him play as much as I have Asamoah. But from what I saw and from what I remember, he's also a very, very good player. Now, our midfield, probably the most improving part of our team. Nainggolan. Politano. To be honest, I don't know much about Politano, but, hear me out. From what I saw, he's a very good midfielder. When it comes to Nainggolan, he's a proven beast. He's an amazing midfielder, if not also the best in the game. Big fan of him. And then with having him, with Brozovic, Nainggolan in the back, Brozovic helping out up the front, oh my god, they're going to be amazing together. Amazing. Everything will be good as long as we don't start Candreva. I mean, out of all players, come on. I really wanted him to leave. Start Caramol instead. I'm not a big fan of Candreva at all. Not at all. Also, we also have Keita Balde in midfield, which I'm a big fan of. Very big fan of. I really think that he's going to do good. Very, very good. I mean, I think we have a very good team. I think, because Juve is really, really good. There's no denying that. I think we're going to finish second. Would I be surprised if we finish first? Yes and no, because Juve has like two good teams. Their bench and their first team is amazing. But we'll see what happens, guys. Let me know what you think about this podcast, and I'll be doing one again shortly. All right, guys? Have a great day.